Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Call of the Canyon by Zane Grey. Chapter 1. What subtle, strange message had come to her out of the West? Carly Birch laid the letter in her lap and gazed dreamily through the window. It was a day typical of early April in New York, rather cold and gray, with steely sunlight. Spring breathed in the air, but the women passing along 57th Street wore furs and wraps. She heard the distant clatter of an L train and then the hum of a motor car. A hurdy-gurdy jarred into the interval of quiet. "Glenn has been gone over a year," she mused. 3 months over a year. And of all his strange letters, this seems the strangest yet." She lived again for the thousandth time the last moments she had spent with him. It had been on New Year's Eve, 1918. They had called upon friends who were staying at the McAlpin in a suite on the 21st floor overlooking Broadway. And when the last quarter hour of that eventful and tragic year began slowly to pass with a low swell of whistles and bells, Carly's friends had discreetly left her alone with her lover at the open window to watch and hear the old year out, the new year in. Glenn Kilburn had returned from France early that fall, shell-shocked and gassed, and otherwise incapacitated for service in the army. A wreck of his former sterling self, and in many unaccountable ways a stranger to her. Cold, silent, haunted by something, he had made her miserable with his aloofness. But as the bells began to ring out the year that had been his ruin, Glenn had drawn her close. Tenderly, passionately, and yet strangely, too. "Carly, look and listen," he had whispered. Under them stretched the great long white flare of Broadway, with its snow-covered length glittering under a myriad of electric lights. Sixth Avenue swerved away to the right, a less brilliant lane of blank.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?